our two distinguished guests to my left, Dave Perkins and Bob Elliott, longtime baseball observers and chroniclers, have ballots for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Today, live on this show, Mr. Perkins will fill out his ballot. Mr. Elliott filled it out earlier today and mailed it already. But he'll tell us who he voted for.
Certainly.
Both of you, thank you for coming in.
Pleasure as always, Robert.
Okay. I have a sense of drama.
So,
you started the trend.
How long have you guys been doing this? How many years have you had a ballot?
Elliot? Fergie Jenkins, whatever year he was inducted.
91?
Was the first year.
Okay, so 22 years?
I think this is my 20th year.
Okay, so that's a long time.
Voting, yeah.
What's the process you go through? Do you actually sit down and go back and look at stats?
Yes.
Yep.
How much of your decision making is based on that, do you think, anecdotally? And how much do you know basically when you sit down and you start looking at the names, you go, okay, that guy's a Hall of Famer, that guy's a Hall of Famer, blah, 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 blah.
Well, it's like with Shaughnessy, I think, a few years ago. He said, when you're walking down the street and you see a pretty girl on the other side of the street, you said, that's a pretty girl. Sometimes down at Exhibition Stadium or the Sky Dome or Rogers Center, that's a Hall of Famer.
That's a Hall of Famer, yeah.
You didn't need to look anything up.
It used to be, when the guy's coming up next inning, do you go for a beer or a leak? You know what I mean? Like it's almost that simple. Like you'd say to yourself, you know, you're in the stands, you're having a good time. You say, gee, I'm not going, you know, this inning because Bonds is up.
This guy's up, that guy's
up. Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't want to miss him. And there were some guys, just they're slam dunk Hall of Famers. You don't even have to look up the stats. I have my own little mix of the guidelines they give us, new stats, old stats, presence. You know, how did I feel about the guy? What kind of presence did he have? How did he project himself? Did he project himself as a Hall of Famer when he played? What we learned from all our years in the press box, the dugout, the clubhouse, the man's reputation among his peers. I think that's got to figure into it somewhere. It isn't all just numbers. I don't think you can cherry pick one number and say, oh, this proves that he's not a Hall of Famer, or this proves he is. I think you mix it all together, and then you pick, you know. 10.
There were two numbers that used to exist as it seemed definitive over-under numbers. 500 and 300, right?
And 3,000 hits.
Okay, there's three then.
Three. Yeah.
So 500 home runs, 500 home runs in a career, 300 wins in a career, and 3,000 hits in a career.
And
it was a time where if you had 299 wins, you may not get in.
Yeah, or you'd be like early win and hang on for, you know, a year and a half.
Until you got your 300.
Get that, yeah.
Fred McGriff, for example, 497, 93.
493, yeah. Same number as Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, isn't in.
But I think everybody's in. Everybody with over 463 who hasn't been painted with a steroid brush.
493.
Over 493.
Yeah, except for McGriff.
Everybody
over 465 is.
Yeah, he may be have the most home runs of any guy not in the Hall of Fame. Okay. And there'll always have to be that guy. You know what I mean? That like 100 years from now, they'll say, well, everybody who hit 400 and X home runs is in the Hall of Fame except for our guy. How come Dave Kingman isn't in or whatever the level drops to.
So the 300 number for wins is long gone.
Yeah, because there'll never be another 300 game winner.
Yes, that's over.
The game has changed.
And they're all going to be in.
And what's the new number?
I don't know, Robert.
I don't know.
But doesn't that make it tough?
Well, plus the whole idea of wins as a statistical measure is kind of out the window, right? It's a team statistic. So,
it was a lot easier.
It just happens that the best pitchers win the most games.
And they still keep the scoreboards up at the Sky Dome and the Rogers Center, wherever. But I know what you're saying, Stephen. But the point about the wins being devalued is accurate. But I think if you've got a horse, whether it's Sabathia or whether it's Halliday in his prime or Cole Hamels or back to Steve or Pat Hankin, you know, or Jack Morris, it was that was the guy. You wanted to win the pitch the first game of a series, and you were in a good shape. If you got you got him, he won the first game of the series, you were in good shape.
I have a pre-voting question. Can I throw this out here before we get to this? We had the expansion era committee voted, what was it, last week?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so and we, of course we have the disgrace of Marvin Miller not getting in again. Right. But
I agree.
More troubling and more I'm not a Rick Riley guy, but he actually wrote a really good column on this, I thought. Tony La Russa is now in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, the number one enabler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Tony La Russa, no manager in baseball benefited more from the steroid era than Tony La Russa with the Bash Brothers in Oakland, with St. Louis,
with the possible McGuire. Exception of Joe Torre,
who is also in.
Right.
In the same vote. How do we reconcile that, gentlemen?
It's a huge mixed message from the Hall of Fame, because you got the writers on one side, who, of which we are members, who to this point have not put any steroid-tainted figure in. And here comes that committee, which
involves 12 men.
Yeah. Which include 16 or 12? 12 votes out of 16?
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
But here come those 16, which include some former media members, former players, executives,
yep,
and they unanimously put these guys in, if I remember right.
So
it's a severe mixed message. Well, I had a small discussion with one of the members of this week about that, and it will continue.
And
well, he didn't care. He thought that they were great choices, obviously.
Well, you know, and they are, again, if you want, but then there's some other people who are great choices. And, you know, let's put Mr. Oblivious on La Russa's plaque, right?
Like, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, so do you now, is the message now you should be voting for Sosa, McGuire, Bonds, Clemens?
Doesn't change the way I look at this.
That's one committee with four writers on it. Four owners and eight Hall of Famers.
But it's a valid question.
Yeah, sure, it's a very good question.
You know?
Sure it is.
Because, again, you have direction.
Correct.
You have. They don't tell you exact how to vote, but they give you, here's the criteria that we want you to use. And you rattled off a few things. Now here comes another committee that is entrusted with the same kind of thing you're entrusted with in they're saying,
correct.
We're going to put absolutely. The enablers in.
Yeah, yeah. It's I guess six of one, half dozen of the other. This is the official, you know, rules for election, and the only one that other than eligibility, which we all understand, and who the electors are, method of election, that kind of thing.
Is there anything about character?
Voting here's the only guideline we receive. Voting shall be based upon the player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, character, and contribution to the teams on which the player played. That's it.
Well,
it doesn't say
character
a word
about, and integrity are two interesting words, and sportsmanship.
And those are, I don't know how to judge character and integrity real well, I guess, because my idea of character and integrity wouldn't include
Ty Cobb,
racism, yep. You know, guys who bragged about beating up cripples in his day, which he did. You know, that kind
Ty
of
Ty Cobb. Yeah.
That would be me. But I guess Ty Cobb's lifetime batting average is high enough that a lot of
you
people
can overlook
would just kind of look the other way.
Was this year tough or easy?
Very tough. It would have been tough if the ballot was 14, by my count. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well this is...
So you thought there were more guys deserving
than
and you're only allowed to vote for 10?
Yeah.
Last year was the first time I ever voted for 10.
Likewise.
Previous to that, I think the most I ever voted for was 6.
How about you, Bob?
Last year, I voted for 10. The most we've... I probably had an 8 the year before. Yeah. Either an 8 or a 7.
And you could have voted
for
14.
I could look it up, but... This year, yeah.
And my personal quandary this year is that in my 20 years of voting, I have never voted for a guy and then not voted for him.
Yeah, which is the order.
In other words, yeah. I voted for Jack Morris every year for 14 years.
Right.
I voted for, once I changed my mind on a guy, I never went back. Like, for instance, it took me a long time to buy into the Burt Blyleven arguments, and I finally did.
So you have not voted and then voted. You've gone the other way.
Correct.
Okay.
I have never, I've not voted, not voted, not voted. But once I put a guy in, Like, it took me a long time to put Alan Trammell on. And once I put him in...
He's always been there.
He's always been there. Well, now, I believe I have to leave off three names that I voted for last year. And it really bothers me.
Because there's too many. Because there are three guys, you found at least three guys because that you think are more...
I think there are three guys who deserve first ballot, that first ballot honor, which, and Glavin, Maddox, and Frank Thomas. So I believe, so that would take me to 13, counting all 10 that I voted for last year. So I need to drop three guys.
So you're going to drop them here?
I guess I'm going to.
Are we
going to
do the cut? Well, we're
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we're going to. Get the baseball
cards.
All right,
sort it down, please.
Are there any steroid associated players on your ballot?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us who you've put in?
Bonds, Clements.
Mwawsi.
Excuse me?
That means me too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for the guy's name.
You're a Kingston boy. You grew up like inches from the Quebec border.
That'd be it for me.
I got Bonds and Clements.
That'd be it for me.
And I voted for them each year.
Likewise.
Now, there are some people that there are loose allegations that I choose not to include, such as Piazza.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people out there who swear Piazza had a hot supper? I don't know anything about it. So I've got Piazza on there just because... Name a catcher who hit like him.
Yeah, no, he deserves.
And I saw Berra and Bench and all of them. You know.
Yeah, but he's never been. He was not named in.
No,
anything.
Nor was Bagwell.
Nope.
And there are you know, kind of cheap allegations about him, which may be true for all I know. I don't know. I do not know.
So, do you want to tell us your 10?
Well,
Mr. Elliott,
go ahead. About it? All right, I got Bonds, Clements, Glavin, Kent, Maddox, McGriff, Morris. Raines, Frank Thomas, and Larry Walker.
Okay,
I'm just going to say this, and I want you to respond to it. If somebody handed me that ballot and I didn't know who the author was, I'd say as a Canadian.
Because Raines is on it?
More than Raines. Who's your last name?
Walker.
Yeah.
Well, I got Walker on there.
Raines, Walker.
Here's my 10.
I'm not saying they're not deserving, Bob. I'm just saying to you that
McGriff potentially
and
too.
And McGriff too. Is these are guys, if you live in Canada, you know those names, you watch those guys, you follow their careers, you have maybe not an affinity necessarily for them, but you have an awareness of those guys.
Well, I plead guilty to voting as a Canadian.
It's mm-hmm. quite all right. I'm not being critical of that. I'm just saying I think it's very interesting that you went that way. Okay.
All right.
Are you ready to fill out yours?
Here's my 10 from last year.
Oh, okay.
You have to decide who the cuts are.
Bagwell, Biggio, Bonds, Clements, Morris, Edgar Martinez, Piazza, Raines, Trammell, Larry Walker. So those were my 10 last year. Now I need to bump three to put in
Maddox,
Glavin, and Thomas.
Yikes.
Now, I go through this exercise of saying, okay, rank those 10. And every time I do it, I get a different list. You know, because I think they all belong there.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Do you care where they stand in terms of the overall ballot? In other words, how many votes did Larry Walker get last year?
In other
year?
Words, I don't want to see a guy get rinsed on the 5%.
I think. 33, something
Walker,
like that.
Last year?
Because we should tell people that if you get less than 5% of the ballot, you're
like
off.
Joe Carter was less than 5. One and done.
Yeah. I think it's on here.
Say again?
They give us the...
Walker got 21% last year, we're told.
Yeah. I think it's on here that they give us... Yeah, here's the list.
Bonds and Clemens were 37,
okay. 36. Well, you... Biggio, Morris, Bagwell, Piazza, Raines over 50%. Lee Smith, for whom I've never voted, 47%. Schilling, 39%. Clements, 37%. Bonds, 36%. Edgar Martinez, 36%. Trammell, 33%. Larry Walker, 21.6%. McGriff, 20%. Dale Murphy, 19%. McGuire's.
Last time on a ballot for him.
Yeah, last time for him. Last time for Morris.
It's 10 years, right?
McGuire, 15. Mattingly, 15? 13%. Souza, 12%. Palmeiro, 8.8%. Everybody else got rinsed. The rinsees were Bernie Williams, Kenny Lofton, and Alomar Jr., Julio Franco, David Wells, Steve Finley, Sean Green, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the guys who got rinsed last year.
So what are you going to do?
So because I didn't have Sosa or Palmeiro on there last year, and they seem to be close to the line, so I guess I'm not going to lose sleep.
The lowest none of the guys that you're thinking of taking off your ballot look like they'll get
rinsed.
No. But every single guy filling out a ballot is probably going through exactly the same exercise that you are.
Right.
And if they all choose the same guy, you could, for the first time in history, see some guy go from 20-something percent to 3.
To off.
The other thought that came up in Orlando, how about this, is a guy who's going to say, I'm not going to vote for Maddox because I know he'll get in just to keep one of my guys.
Yeah.
And now he's going to get 74.7 or whatever, mm-hmm. like poor Nellie Fox. Nellie Fox got 74.7% and they wouldn't round it off.
For first ballot?
Whatever.
He
eventually got in on the Veterans Committee.
Right.
He didn't get in while he was alive. Oh. Yeah, they refused to round it off.
Yeah.
Said the bylaws, the Constitution says 75%. He didn't have it.
Now, let me ask, you no longer participate. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Do you send in a ballot?
No.
You don't return a ballot?
No.
So it's not like you're voting against everybody?
No, I gave it up. I just didn't, yeah. I didn't think that was right. I didn't want to send it a blank ballot. But.
Yeah. Now, that would be taking a position against everyone.
Yeah. No, I opted out of the process. And I've talked about it at length here, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
So who are you going to...
You got to make some decisions.
Yeah, here. I'm thinking last year...
One Strammel.
When I cut it to 10 last year.
Okay, let's give me five. Give me five that
guaranteed.
Well,
I'm voting for Morris because I have for 14 years, and I've read everything against Jack Morris, and I'm still voting
for him. Where was Jack last year?
He's second, 67.7%.
And everybody who's ever got over 65 has got
eventually.
In.
Yeah.
And he will get in. If we don't vote him in, the Veterans Committee will put him in. No question, I think. Bonds, Clemens, Morris, Piazza. I would say those guys are absolute locks. So I'm torn between.
Okay, wait a sec. Bonds, Clemens. Yeah.
Well, here's one guy you two disagree on, which is
Morris,
Edgar
Piazza.
Martinez, right? You don't have Edgar Martinez on your ballot.
DH, no. I don't have him.
And how many of the new guys are you absolutely putting in?
The three.
I'm putting Glavin, Maddox, and Frank
Maddox,
Thomas.
Glavin, and Thomas.
And there are other guys. There are other.
And I think Kent's a good one, too.
Yeah, there are other first-timers who are possible. Yeah,
His numbers compared to other second basemen are through
the
roof. Puts Alomar's.
I can see getting around to Kent in another year. There are other first-timers this year who made me sit up and take notice.
Mussina?
Mussina make you take notice?
Mussina. Although I don't think I'll vote for Moises Alou. Has got a lot better numbers than you think. Although he never struck me as being a Hall of Fame guy. I don't think Luis Gonzalez makes it. No chance for LaDuca. Kent, I did pause and restudy him. McGriff, this is his fifth year. And I still haven't swung around to Freddie.
And he was a 20-something, right? He was around 20.
Yeah, I think he was.
Like, is he one of those guys that could go from 20 to out?
You know, I think back to our time covering 162 games.
Right.
When Freddie came up to the plate, I never thought I was seeing a Hall of Famer. I thought I was seeing a pretty good ball player who was dangerous, who hit a lot of home runs. And I can remember, I think I've told this story about having lunch with or breakfast with Freddie McGriff at a Super Bowl in San Diego the year Tampa was in. He was a big Tampa Bay Bucks guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him in a breakfast line at the hotel, so we had breakfast. And I said, Freddie, you broke in the same time as everybody else. You broke in the same year as Griffey and McGuire and Canseco and Sammy Soto, the same era. And you all hit 35 home runs. Now these guys are all hitting 60, and you're still hitting 35. What's going on? Freddie never said it where he went like this.
Yeah. That was like that, that.
Needle in the arm.
But yes, for the radio audience, yeah. Dave's pantomiming someone
right.
shooting,
yeah.
shooting up.
I thought we were on television.
Well, we are, but I'm still we're on radio, too.
Yeah. But anyway, what's the worst you ever heard of Freddie McGriff?
Oh,
he had a pimple on his nose once. Or
yeah, you know. I mean,
he, there's nothing bad about Fred McGriff. And he was a cornerstone of the many of those Braves teams that he and Richard Justice the 14 years in a row for Cox. But
Dave Justice,
excuse me, Dave Justice. Richard
was there.
Is a writer. Yeah, excuse me.
Friend of ours.
What do you guys think is going to happen with Clemens and Bonds this year?
Well, I'm voting for him.
I know. Both of you are. Right?
Well, I don't think they'll get in.
Are they going to move? Are they going to move up? Are they going to move down?
I think with the new class being so strong, they'll probably move down a little bit, but they'll stay on.
So are they
clearly a significant number of people that have ballots have determined that for whatever reason, presumably the drug thing, they don't think they're worthy.
Yes,
it's difficult to see guys changing their minds on those two guys, especially even if they are contemplating changing their minds. Finding room on the ballot this year is going to be really hard, right?
But who knows how the world's going to look at PEDs in 5 years? I mean, compare the way we look at them to the way we did 5 years ago, 15 years ago, when it was all coming down.
And our electorate changes. You know,
that's true.
You get to, you know, the guys who are 5 years away from voting, they might have completely different opinions than Perky and I on these players, and they're going to have a vote in 5 years.
Do you think there'll ever be a directive in terms of how to deal with that?
I think they like it the way it is, where we take all the heat.
Yeah,
yeah, you may be right about that.
And the Hall of Fame gets to go. It's their call, not our. You know.
All right, you got three more names to figure out here. So, before we
well, I
put your glasses on.
As much as it pains me, I think I'd be taking off Trammell.
I took Trammell off, but I can't remember the other two.
And Edgar was my last guy on last year, so I would be taking Edgar off, and it pains me because I think he deserves it.
Well, you can put them both back on next year, assuming they survive the cut.
But I mean, there's always guys coming. That's the other thing.
Well, there was a big at our meeting in Orlando. There was a big discussion as to expand the ballot to 15, and you could vote for 12 or 10 or 5 or whatever you wanted. Yeah. Some guys I know only vote for one guy a year, just out of stubbornness or whatever.
That's the actual ballot.
There it is.
So
I'm gonna check it off.
It has gone to committee.
So some guys only vote for one?
Yeah.
Period.
Now, I don't know about this class, but other years, I said, why? And he said, be principal. And I just shake my head.
You know, there are
you either certain, are or you aren't, you know.
Well, and that's unfair to...
Exactly.
But there are people out there who say, for whatever reason, Henry Aaron wasn't unanimous, Babe Ruth wasn't unanimous, Willie Mays wasn't unanimous. Therefore, Joe Blow shouldn't be unanimous. I don't hold with that, but somebody has to be. I mean, I think the highest percentage is Seaver, right? 98.4%.
But you guys believe in the first ballot. The
a little bit extra?
Yeah. Do you or do you not?
It doesn't bother me. I mean, Joe DiMaggio got in on the third ballot. You know, Robbie Alomar got in the second ballot, and everybody went crazy here, right? And
you're in.
Yeah.
You know. So you wouldn't hold back on a guy. So, well, he's not a first ballot guy.
I mean, no. I'm holding back on guys this year because there's too many.
Yeah, okay.
To me, a guy either is or he isn't.
I'm with you, but you know there are people who do the. Whole,
yes.
Right. He's not a first ballot guy.
There are 36 names on this ballot. Are there 30? Is the number consistent every year?
No.
Who makes the determination as to who is eligible?
Here's eligibility. Here, candidates must. Baseball player must have been active in the major leagues for 20 years before and ending 5 years prior. He must have played at least 10 seasons to be eligible. So that's the crew.
And then you knock off the guy at the bottom of the ballot every year. And so there's a bit of a turn, but it's a movable number, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think Randy Johnson comes on next year. That's one name I've heard. I don't.
Yeah.
But this is a powerful class as we're going to see.
Powerful. Sure it is. Because in any other year, if you take out Glavine and Smoltz, there's a lot of people making a case for Messina.
Glavine and Maddux.
Smoltz is next year, too.
Perkins.
That's the other thing.
We got to get moving here.
All right.
Okay, you've got three more to go.
Well, you knocked Martinez off, and you knocked Trammell off, so you got to knock one more off, right?
There you go. You take my pen. My pen's gone.
You got one for me?
You want your names? Bonds.
Martinez.
Oh, he's checking off his list.
Still one more to go.
Go ahead.
One more Robert. Step over the side here.
Well, it's either going to be...
Burke's an old horse, man. He knows how to do this.
It's either going to be Reigns or Larry Walker, and I think it's going to be Reigns.
Reigns off?
I hate to do that because I believe he belongs, you know? So there's my 10 because I am voting Walker because there's a guy at 20% who I could see getting dropped, and I believe he's, you know, he's... I mean... I don't go for the one-dimensional guys. I like the all-round ball players. Outfielders who can throw.
Yeah.
You know, a concept we've totally lost in Toronto.
But you're willing to vote for a DH, right? And you're not, right?
No.
So Martinez, you would vote for a
guy who is... I think he's that superior. I mean, they named the award after him. He's that good. So I got Bagwell. I got Biggio. I skipped right past Armando Benitez. Bonds, Clemens is 4. No Eric Gagne.
57 saves.
Glavine.
Now a Canadian would have voted.
57.
For him.
Yeah. 57. Maddux. I can't believe you didn't vote for him. You traitor.
Morris.
Who are you missing?
I got Piazza.
Make sure you don't take anybody.
One, two,
three. You better add this up.
Five. And Frank Thomas.
All right, so you got Maddux, Glavine, Piazza.
And I don't think either one of us
Morris, Bonds, Clemens.
Yeah. Thomas, Morris, Walker, Glavine.
Thomas would win wearing a Blue Jay cap, right?
Yeah. I don't think either one of us voted for Frank Thomas off what he did.
I don't think so. But boy, for about 3 years there in the 90s.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely dominant.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
All right, sign it.
Can I sign it?
Yeah, sign it.
Will you give me a stamp, too?
Bite me. Give you a stamp.
I have to see Ryan for the stamps.
I don't even know. How much does a stamp cost these days? Like $6, $7 to mail a letter?
Well, it's about to change, right?
Well, you're not even going to deliver to your house
it's
now.
It's going to be a dollar.
And then you're going to have to go to the corner and pick up your mail.
I don't even remember my badge number. I'm in the 90s. What are you?
You're badge 70? One, aren't you?
No,
Elliot?
He's in single digits.
Your badge number one?
I was 96.
The old geezer.
44. I remember.
Oh, he's 44.
It's
like God's waiting list, right?
What's my number?
My second year doing the expos, the guy, Ian McDonald, gave out the cards.
Oh, Mac, yeah.
And I went down to him and I said, hey, Mac, look at this. And I had last year's with me. And I said, look at this. I moved up 6 places. He says, you know what that means?
Six guys
I said,
died.
No, what does it mean? He says, 4 guys died and two guys' papers closed. Yeah. So are you happy about that? If you want to be, fine.
That sounds like Mac.
I haven't mentioned it too often.
Well, guys, thank you very much for sharing. It's a fascinating process. And, I mean, now people have a better understanding of how difficult it is to make these decisions, especially a year like this. And you think this is as... This is as tough a year as you've had, huh?
Well, with the incoming crowd.
Toughest for me, yeah. Because, as I say, first time I've ever had to take somebody off, and I feel terrible about those 3 guys. I'll get them next year, I hope.
Well, you know, depending on who comes up.
If all 3 guys come in this year, you know.
That opens it up. Yeah.
Then at least maybe I can put the 3 of them back on, or unless it's Randy Johnson.
Uh-oh.
And Smoltz. And
uh-oh.
Just keeps coming.
Damn it, they keep playing good, don't they? Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in,
as always.
That's fine. We'll see you next year.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Next year, Steven? Elliot. Bring your ballot next year. Don't do it. Don't mail it.
I brought it all the way downtown.
Yeah, you mailed it, you dumbass.
And then I was at the office. I did the expenses. Yada, yada, yada. Boom.
You get paid for doing this?
Gone.
For the winter meetings.